This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Last year, Harlem Kalija joined us as he was off to Panama to represent Australia in the Karaoke World Championships. Well, it sounds like an absolute hoot. Let's find out how he went. Harlem, welcome to Joy Drive. Welcome back.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks, everyone. Good to be here.
Karaoke, I'm thinking of a, you know, uncrowded sort of venue, maybe some smoke around. You can't do that, I suppose. you know, cheaply decorated, mirrors, and people singing in off-pitch voices, but having fun.
Yes.
How does a championship, like what's the difference between a singing competition and karaoke at the pub?
Well, basically, I mean, I guess the name Karaoke World Championships is just really a moniker they use. And especially from this this coming year onwards, they've changed the rules and it's more of an actual worldwide singing competition. So there is a lot of karaoke before and after the competition, especially during that week where you will see us in a pub. Yeah, it is. Like, we went to a couple of different ones there, and being in a different country, you know, and they just speak Spanish, it was so much different, but so much fun as well. But when it comes to the competition, it is full pelt. You know, we have makeup artists doing our makeup for the performances.
So proper professional stuff.
Proper professional stuff, yeah. And there was a lot more people this year as well. So there was all up about 72 competitors compared to the previous year when I competed as well.
Well, before you tell us how you went, set the scene for us. What was it like? You arrived there. Was everyone excited, or were they sort of, I have to watch out for him because he's in competition?
Well, compared to the previous year in 2022, which was a lot more intimate, I guess, less competitors, this year it did feel more like a competition.
Oh.
So you get there and look, you know, they have a welcome party and you get to know everyone, and, you know, they really want that interaction and whatnot. But you could definitely felt the competition ramping up. Even like we arrived a couple of days prior to that, and it took us 24 hours to get there and then 32 hours home again, but definitely worth it.
How'd you go?
So I feel like I did a lot better this year and I was a lot more prepared. I came 30th that's out of 72 competitors altogether, I think it was. So look, yeah, not too bad. And look, honestly, I did what I went there to do. I represented not only Australia but the LGBTQIA+ community, and I feel like I did amazing.
You did so well. Yeah. That's absolutely amazing. What song did you sing?
I sang two songs. The first one was Sweet Transvestite, which I focused on a lot because I felt like that was something that was really special to me and my family. You know, my family showed me that movie when I was 4 years old. So that's like 39 years in the making, wanting to do this song on a stage, on a, you know, platform, and I got to do it. And there was reservations going in because Panama isn't known for being the most accepting country for, you know, for our community. And but I thought, you know what, if one person sees that on YouTube later on and feels like they can do something similar, then I've done my job.
You've done really well. We're chatting with Harlem Kalija, who represented Australia in the Karaoke World Championships, which were held in Panama in November. Is it like Eurovision, Harlem, where, you know, the politics gets in the way of who wins?
There was a lot of I think I'm giving away a few secrets here. There was a lot of talk here and there behind the scenes, you know, with, I guess, different countries and whatnot, and what was good and what wasn't good. But overall, like, you know, as a performer, I feel like you're experiencing it in 22 and then last year, there is a bubble that the performers are in. And so you don't, unless you kind of know people behind the scenes, you don't really get to hear anything from that. Whereas, when you're a performer, it's just like, you're in the bubble, you're enjoying it, you're enjoying the process and all that sort of thing.
So is that, what's next, Eurovision?
We'll see if Australia decides to have me on there. I would love to do that, and it would be an amazing opportunity. We'll see how it goes.
So, in terms of karaoke, if you go out with and I'm looking over at your partner here. If you go out somewhere, do people dread it because they think, oh my goodness, we're going to end up at the karaoke bar?
No, like I feel like they don't think that I would pressure them into going to the karaoke bar.
That's my insecurity coming out, because that's what I would think.
If we ever go out, I'll make sure that we go to to a karaoke bar.
That's fantastic. Now, let's talk about the event itself. I heard there was a bit of drama.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
The KWC Panama actually had planned the event for the past 15 months, and they had so many things for us to do in the week and experience. You know, they wanted to show us their beautiful country, and it was a beautiful country. But whilst we were there, a couple of weeks prior, there was civil unrest due to some issues with the government and a Canadian mine, I believe, and wanting to tax the locals a lot more. So when we arrived there, we were basically told to stay in the hotel the whole time. There was, fires and protests and rioting on the streets.
Oh, wow. So quite serious.
Yeah, quite serious. Every night there was, which kind of got us, every night there was the bombs let off to make sure that the protesters were kept in line sort of thing. And so that actually affected a lot of the teams. We had to actually leave the main hotel to go to most of our hotel rooms. And because it was wafting over the hotel, some of the competitors had their throats a little burned. Some of them had their eyes burned a little bit. So it was a bit crazy. But the funny thing was, unless you would look out onto the street during the protesting and the rioting, being in the venue and going through the competition, you wouldn't really have any idea. Then there was another issue as well. After the very first night, there was supposed to be 22 competitors competing plus the duet section. I was number 11, and as soon as I finished my song, they cut the competition for the night because there was no power in the venue.
Oh, that was me. I just took that.
I thought there was something Australian.
We don't need anymore.
Yeah, and so they had to completely cut the competition for the night, and then add everybody, the rest of the competitors from that night onto the next night. So it was a very long 6-hour night. The next night,
those poor competitors, because you'd be all day thinking, I want to get it over and done with.
Yeah,
and you were lucky. You go, phew, I'm done.
Yeah, well, I was the last, and then the two people, they had the performer at that time, and then two people in the waiting area to go on next. Those two people were devastated. Because everyone had their makeup done and were dressed and ready to go on, and then you prepare mentally, and then you can't do it.
So I haven't been to Panama. I don't know a lot about it, and I wanted to ask you: would it be a good holiday destination? Is it worth a stopover? Obviously, there was unrest at the time you were there, but what was it like visually?
Visually, we only went out sort of maybe on the last day, the last couple of days we were there, and we did sort of an express sort of tour in the canal, and then it has the world's largest shopping center with like 700 or 800 stores. So we went there, but it is like there's a lot of it's almost like going from, I sort of said it felt like going into Oz when Dorothy lands and, she opens the door. There was like a point where we were going through all the slum areas, and then all of a sudden we went over this this imaginary line, and then it was manicured lawns and old buildings restored, and it was like some of the areas were beautiful, but I think we did get to see even briefly some of the difference between areas.
Such a contrast. Now, what is it about karaoke, Harlan? What is it that you love?
I think, I think for most of us, because most of us a lot of us were professional singers or do it as a living. I think it's just the performing aspect. Like, it's just another option for us to be able to sing, perform, and I guess hone our skills.
There's no way I would do karaoke in front of you.
Look, I'm non-judgmental. There are a lot of people there that I think would be judgmental, but I was very non-judgmental.
You're like the screaming cats singing. What's next for you now?
Oh, it really lights a fire under you when you're there. And then when you come back, everyone has what we call now the KWC blues, and we were talking about it on our little WhatsApp group with all the performers. You just get a bit depressed when you come back, and it's, you miss that environment and the camaraderie between everybody. But it's really lit a fire on me to write more. I feel like writing is my forte, and so write some more originals and just get some more music out there.
Fantastic. And you can bring it here on Drive when you do. Are you going to do the next competition?
I am looking at it, but at the moment they are saying that there might be a country partner for this year, so that I entered the competition a different way. But if there is a country partner for Australia this year, then I'll have to go through the usual channels and audition that way. So we'll see how we go.
Harlan, congratulations on doing so well and representing representing the country in the World Karaoke Championships. And we hope you do again this year.
I do too. It's in Finland, in Turku, in Finland. So love it. Yeah.
Two of the world, I say.
Yes. 100%.
Great to see you, Harlem. Well done.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.